Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey, this is Frank Whaley.
Today's Monday, January 31st. It's my sister Lindsay's birthday today. Happy birthday, Lindsay. Woohoo!
I don't know why I introduced myself initially as Michael Imperioli.
I don't know either.
I don't know. That's weird. I'll have to get that checked out. But Woody Allen, right?
Yeah, I know who Woody Allen is.
And I loved Woody Allen movies. One of my favorite movies of all time was Broadway Danny Rose. People love him, right?
Yeah.
But then he was revealed to be a pedophile.
That's right.
And so then you have to decide, well, I no longer can get behind Broadway Danny Rose and Woody Allen because I'm not going to go there with the pedophile. I'm not going to watch his movies anymore.
Right. There's that whole question of, do you separate the art from the artist?
I think you can't do that.
But what about if I'm not saying that I'm still a fan of Woody Allen. I won't watch Woody Allen movies, but it just grosses me out. It's just gross. But he's gross. But
don't tell that to Wallace Shawn.
Oh, is he doing a Woody Allen movie?
Well, no. But I don't know if Woody Allen is making movies anymore. But Wallace Shawn, who you and I both know.
I love Wallace Shawn.
And this is where it's going to get tricky because I love Wallace Shawn too. But I guess Wallace Shawn penned an open letter and said that he's defending, I don't know if it was an interview or an open letter or something like that, but he was doing an interview with Gina Gershon, Wally Shawn was, which is an odd combination. And
Gina Gershon was in a reading of a play that I wrote.
There you go.
Yeah. Just to bring it all back to me.
So you can understand. You have an intimate relationship with Gina Gershon.
Mm-hmm.
So did you sleep with her?
No. I mean,
why did you say you have an intimate relationship?
Well, I mean, I thought you were making a joke.
Oh.
She read a role in a play that I wrote.
And then you slept with her? Did you sleep with her?
No, of course not. Stop it.
Okay. I'm trying to forget it. Anyway, Gina Gershon and Wally Shawn were talking, and Wally Shawn said,
I feel that Woody Allen is an innocent man. And it's an injustice that we were talking about this.
How would he know? He wasn't there.
Well, I guess he watched.
He just got a hunch?
He watched the documentary.
Oh, come on.
And he didn't buy it. I watched a documentary, and it was very obvious that Woody Allen.
Yeah.
It's up to each one of us to study the case if you want to get into it. But I think the more you study it, the more you see that either he did what he's accused of or he didn't either. She is strangely mistaken about what she sincerely believes, or he is strangely someone who wildly committed a very unlikely crime. And I think he didn't do it.
Wait, so here's the thing, though, that I would say to Wallace Shawn. It's not an unlikely crime. This happens all the time.
Yep.
It happens all the time. And I guarantee Wally Shawn himself knows women, girls, who have had similar things happen to them. I know I do.
Yep.
So, God.
He added that everyone
has their strange personal life.
How, is this a good impersonation?
Yeah, that's pretty good. And this makes me sad. I mean, I get one. So they worked with him recently, right?
They did? I don't know.
Is that why they're talking about this now?
I don't know. But Gina Gershon added, it serves no one to keep great artists from working, even the alleged victims, right? It makes me a little sad that that's how you lead this whole talk. Talking about all that controversy instead of talking about what an incredible artist he is. No, because being a pedophile trumps being an incredible artist, unfortunately. That's more important than talking about Woody Allen's great movies, or you know, whatever his movies are. He molested a child, at least one that we know of.
Yeah, well, he also married his daughter.
Right. That's right, which is not against the law, but it certainly doesn't bode well for the other evidence against him anyway.
This just makes me sad. It all makes me sad because there is not a woman who has ever profited from making false accusations.
No.
Or benefited in any way. I mean, people have a serious PTSD they have to deal with that has ramifications for an entire lifetime after a situation like this. So,
and for somebody should
think
remind,
about the victims. Think about the victims.
And somebody should remind Wallace Shawn, that if somebody says makes an accusation, you have to believe them. You can't say he doesn't. You can't. Your opinion can't be, I don't believe it.
It's not for you to believe or not believe.
That's right. That's right, Wally.
Oh, this makes me sad.
Inconceivable.
Another fellow who's famous that you and I both know is Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, I just listened to him on Mark Maron's podcast.
He was talking about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs,
mm-hmm.
and how he was, he was saying that he doesn't think that he thinks that
it's offensive.
It's demeaning, yeah. But
he's right. Okay, here's these men, and they all live in a little tree or something in the woods, and they work down in the coal mines. What?
Yeah,
that's. I mean, of course, that's offensive.
Well, now, unfortunately, there's a lot of actors in the dwarfism community
mm-hmm.
that are very upset.
Upset with Pete?
Yeah.
Why? Because they're like, you're taking away our job in the Snow White movie?
That's right. And I guess there's a guy named Dylan Posty. And he said... He's part of that community. And he said, I forgot that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs are based on real life, just like that HBO show with the dragons that made a certain, quote, soapbox dwarf, unquote, rich.
Oh.
Anyone who I need to get a hold of for the casting of this Snow White reboot?
Okay, well, that's just someone trying to get a job in a movie.
Well, several actors, including Jeff Brooks, Katrina Kemp.
Everybody wants a job in the movies.
Well, yes, but particularly if you're you know, a marginalized element. That's the wrong choice of words. If you're marginalized, what am I trying to say, Heather?
Yeah,
if you're marginalized, it's very difficult for you to get work. So in this, if you're a member of the dwarfism community,
I don't think that's how you say that, Frank.
Heather, I'm just reading what I'm just going off of what I'm reading here.
Okay, all right.
And if I'm incorrect in that, please somebody let me know.
I'm sure they will.
But I if you're a member of that community, then you're going to be pissed because these are seven roles that you could do.
But why can't they play other roles?
Hey, listen. If I'm a part of this this community. I would want to play James Bond.
Right.
But this guy,
I don't think you would want to play James Bond because you don't want to play James. I mean, if somebody came to you and said, Frank Whaley, will you be the next James Bond? You would say, hell yeah. But that's not the kind of movies you like.
I would, maybe.
I don't know if you've ever seen one James Bond movie.
No, I've never
besides did. Maybe like Goldeneye.
I would tell you if somebody offered me like one of the Seven Dwarfs, I'd jump at that part.
Right.
Peter Dinklage said that that was demeaning, and this guy, actor Jeff Brooks, said he did not find it offensive at all. Dwarf is a medical term, he says. The condition I have is achondroplasia, dwarfism. That is a fact. I am a dwarf. I am hoping they cast little people and give them the work. Peter Dinklage may be hurting the chance of some dwarf actors here. And it scares me that Disney would change the decision that big over the comment of one actor. They have been too quick here.
Okay, but there was more to that conversation than just that, because the conversation was about sort of pretend wokeness, where they say, oh, we're going to cast a non-white person as Snow White. And yet there's still all this other discrimination that's going on.
Right. It's a tricky...
Or stereotyping. It's really stereotyping.
Yeah.
Did Pete have a response to that?
I don't think so. And another actress by the name of... what's her name? I mentioned it earlier. Katrina Kemp. She said that if they decide to substitute the seven dwarves with CGI characters, that it might even be more damaging.
Is that what they were talking about? CGI?
I think that's something that's been floated. It's a missed opportunity to make a movie with seven little people where they actually have intended characters.
Okay, I got to say something that nobody is saying. Why are you making Snow White? That movie's been made and it's stupid. It's about a woman who, like, gets, what does she get, lost in the woods? And then she's got to be rescued by some dude after this old hag brings her poison apple. And she's like, oh, I eat this apple. That looks yummy. Like, come on. Can't we think of some new stories?
It's actually based on a true story. Anyway, this Katrina Kemp said, there would have been people who gladly would have taken those roles as they're people gunning for a SAG. Are they people gunning for a SAG award? No, Peter has the privilege not to take the role. The people who are freaking out about this said, do not. She compared Dinklage to Kim Kardashian.
No, because he wouldn't have taken that role before he was famous. That's a whole thing. If you listen to that interview, it's all about how he wouldn't take those roles.
Oh, I mean, that's easy. Might be easy for him to say. Now, I'm not denying what Peter had said. But anyway, she compared Dinklage to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's bullshit. That
saying,
is bullshit. Sorry.
She Katrina. Compared Dinklage to Kim Kardashian, saying, and I'm sure this got to be the first time Peter Dinklage has ever been compared to Kim Kardashian, right? Wouldn't you say? Going to Dinklage for this is like going to Kim Kardashian for law firm advice. excuse me.
Jesus.
He is on another level, another plane of success completely. There are other dwarfism players. There you go, dwarfism players who are just trying to use the inspiration that he has put out there. You can't fix it by saying, oh, we won't put any little people in it at all. Anyway, there you go. I mean,
Well, hang on. I was wondering, because you said it's based on a true story.
I was joking.
No, it says apparently, this guy who wrote this German historian, Eckhard Sander, published Schnee Wichten Markten oder Wahrheit, Snow White, Fairy Tale or Truth. And he says that, according to him, the character of Snow White was based on the life of Margarete von Waldach, a German countess born to Philip IV in 1533. At the age of 16, Margarete was forced by her stepmother, Katharina of Hatzfeld, to move away to Brussels. There, Margarete fell in love with a prince who would later become Philip II of Spain. Her father and stepmother disapproved of the relationship, however, deeming it politically inconvenient. Margarete mysteriously died at the age of 21, having apparently been poisoned.
There you go.
So there's nothing about her living in the woods with anybody.
It doesn't say anything about her being rescued by seven little people?
No. In fact, historical accounts point to the King of Spain, who, in opposing the romance, may have dispatched Spanish agents to murder her.
What a crazy...
That's a better story. Write that story. I'd like to see that one.
But what a crazy, storyline tangent. Like, if you're writing that story, like, think, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we have four little people save? And then the other guy says, how about make it... No, that's a great idea, but make it seven. Yes.
And make one of them, like, he can't stop sneezing. He's got allergies, real bad allergies. And one of them has, like, narcolepsy. But, like...
The other one's just dopey.
This is actually a much better story. I would like to see that one about this girl who falls in love with this handsome prince, and her parents are like, we don't like him. He's not good enough for you. Like the freaking prince. So they send her away, and then they send murderous people to kill her.
And they're all little people. This woman.
This woman?
This woman? I was reading an article in People online.
Oh, as you do.
And there was this woman, I don't know why it's in People magazine, it's so weird, but this, it's, the headline was American woman arrested for allegedly building all female ISIS battalion.
Where?
Talk about a great movie.
Yeah.
And she was planning a mass casualty event, which sounds like...
That's scary. I don't like mass casualty event.
Sounds like Christmas at my house. The criminal complaint against Allison Fluke Ekren, a former Kansas school teacher.
Oh, my God.
She traveled to Syria in 2012 and married a prominent ISIS leader. Okay. Federal charges have been filed against her. She allegedly organized, led, and trained an all-female military regiment. She called it the Go-Go's.
No.
A statement,
oh my
no,
God.
I'm joking. A statement Jesus from the Department Christ. Of Justice alleges that Allison Fluke Ekren, a 42-year-old former teacher, has been charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support resources to a foreign terrorist organization. She has been previously apprehended in Syria, but was only transferred into custody of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a.k.a. FBI, on Friday. And she's going to be making her first appearance in Alexandria, Virginia, this afternoon. She's also known, she moved there in 2012, married an ISIS guy, ISIS leader.
She should have married a nice guy instead of an ISIS guy.
Yeah, maybe she was confused. Anyway, she's also known as UMM.
Okay.
Mohammed al-Amriki. What kind of name is
Listen, that is perhaps a common name in places of the world. We don't know.
What if they named you Everybody say Heather.
That's what they say anyway.
What's your wife's name?
Stop it. I don't like you making fun of somebody's name, especially not if they're planning a mass casualty event.
Well, she's in court now, so her.
Yeah,
she,
but
her,
she's the leader of a whole group. Are they all in prison?
Anyway, she's going to since her departure from the United States, Fluke Ekren has been involved with a number of terrorism-related activities on behalf of ISIS.
She was going to blow up a shopping mall.
Yes, recruiting operatives for a potential future attack, college campuses inside the United States, another reason not to go to college, and serving as appointed leader and organizer of ISIS military battalion known as they weren't called the Go-Go's, they were called Katiba Nusiyabia.
And the Waves. Katiba and the Waves. Are we done?
When you say are you talking about Allison Fluke Ekren?
Oh my God.
AKA Yeah, I think we're done.
You know what I think is even worse is the last name Fluke.
Fluke Ekren.
Fluke is a bad name. That makes me think of liver fluke.
Well, let's face it. Allison Fluke Ekren, 42-year-old former school teacher and leader of the all-female ISIS battalion, has been plagued with horrible names. First and last.
Yeah, but that's no reason to blow up a freaking shopping mall, Allison.
Fluke. Ekren.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And remember, everybody, just get the bobblehead.
I lost my Wallace Shawn.
You're gonna really hurt your
folks,
vocal cords.
You know, Frank has all kinds of memorabilia you can order on his website, on the Wheeling Family website, of bobbleheads.
I don't know who that is. That's not Wallace Shawn.
I hope that Wally Shawn rethinks what he said. I really do.
I do. I really do.
This is not very good podcast content.